$199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters today on Capitol Hill, Pelosi says the House has many other important issues to deal with.
Our focus was on what we said we would do: health care, job creation, cleaner government, gun safety, issues like that.
The chaos is continuing down in Venezuela, although now they at least have power after being without for a few days. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message from the White House for everyone down in Venezuela.
The American people are with you. We are prepared to provide the humanitarian assistance that you so richly deserve, whether that's food or medicine. We're determined to get it to you. It's the Maduro regime which has prevented that. You all have asked and demanded democracy, a voice, so that you can be heard. You should know the American people will not falter. We will maintain our efforts. We will work with Brazil and Colombia and all of the countries around the region who understand your plight and who understand that, frankly, your country has a long and deep and rich history that we can get back. The American people are determined to help you get that. We're with you. We're with Interim President Juan Guaido. We can do good things for Venezuela together. You all stay the course. I know that you will. The American people will continue to do so, too.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. There was a story this past week, and it's a theme, a topic that I've hit on before right here on the program. In my description of the equities markets today, I've been around for a while, but I have most certainly seen some significant changes, and I don't like them. Late 1990s, when they were gearing up to repeal Glass-Steagall, I was vehemently against it. You had both parties in lockstep, something that they had to get done. Has it benefited the American people? No. I actually believe it's actually hurt in regards to wealth creation here in this country. Remember this, that occurred, 2000? Bill Clinton's on his way out of office. The financial supermarket was born, which eventually led us to what? Too big to fail is where we're at today. Banks that can't go out of business, which has nothing to do with capitalism. I mean, omnipotent heroes. That's fine when you're fantasy land with Superman. But it can't happen. We're no longer a capitalist country when we have institutions that are too big to fail. So people out there, you got capitalism. We're capitalist here. That ended with too big to fail. That ended with the government stepping in and bailing out the automakers and crushing the bondholders. Crushing the bondholders to benefit the shareholders, which in turn helped the unions. Now, in this, and I'll get into it this hour here on the program, is why we're having issues. No one is telling you this. Okay? No one is telling you the reasons and the issues that are taking place behind the scenes in the negotiations with China. No one. I know. I don't have to be there, and I know. You ever ask yourself, I said, what in the world could they possibly be talking about for so long? Honestly. What in the world could they possibly be working out in these trade negotiations for so long? Why not? Well, I'll get into it now. Since I'm on the topic. Why not? Talk about trade. This past week, trade deficit goes through the roof. All over the news, I'm not concerned. Never been too concerned with trade deficits, and I'll tell you why. We have a trade deficit right now is because our economy is doing better than Europe, our economy is doing better than Mexico, our economy is doing better than China. And we can buy stuff. That's why. My concern with trade, which we've talked about for years here on the program, is getting ripped off. Getting ripped off. I try really hard. I do a lot of radio. Whenever I'm out here and I reading something from an article, a column, I'm always giving the author credit. At least I try. Try really hard, make an effort to give the author credit, the publication credit. Back in the day when they had those file sharing services back in the 1990s, I didn't subscribe. There's no Napster or Kazaa for me because it was stealing. They have the file sharing, one of those things today where you can get movies. It's stealing. Knockoffs. I would never buy a knockoff. Oh, you're copying Gucci's design? Well, that's wrong. Sorry, I just have certain principles that I live by. Is what it is. Anyway, that is the major issue when it comes to trade. As we have to be able to protect our intellectual property rights. There's another thing. And I'm telling you right now, this is what is going on behind the scenes that the mainstream media is not talking about. Quite frankly, they don't even understand it. They can't put it in perspective. The world today is different. Different than it was back in the 1980s, different than it was back in the 1990s. Different in the sense that it used to be the most successful countries in the world as far as what people were making, the average person could make. They were basically democracies to some degree, republics. Well, in today's day and age, you've got some autocratic countries that are doing pretty well, China being one, Turkey, Russia. There's an alternative out there. Now, there's a fear out there that, oh, geez, we're competing against these autocratic nations, and they're doing pretty well. And let me tell you something, big government types, they like it. Roger Friedman, New York Times, remember him being interviewed talking about, oh, man, if Barack Obama only had the power of the Chinese and their Politburo just for a little while, look at all the things that he could do. It was sick. But you cannot argue with the fact that these countries are doing pretty well. Or are they? Is it just a facade? China subsidizes many businesses. It picks and chooses certain companies that it wants to support and back up. It does. Now, we're afraid of that. Why? I don't know. I'm not. That's a recipe for disaster. It is. That's the one thing all these people tell. Oh, you know, these autocratic countries, they're going to be a threat because they're doing real well. For how long? Do you know that in the major cities in China, there is a 22% vacancy rate on homes, apartments? 22%. You can't find yourself a bloody apartment in some of America's major cities. Good luck. You're going to pay through the roof. One of the crazy things I had to do back when I first moved to New York City is try to get an apartment. It's not easy. 22% in their major cities vacancy rate. Why? The government told them to do it. Now, eventually, at some point in time, you're going to have to pay the piper. When I've talked about here on the program, I mentioned Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. That is the big government coming in and thinking that they can tinker with things. They can make things work. They've got it all figured out. Well, I'm here to tell you they don't. It's not possible. Not possible. It's trying to understand Mother Nature. You can't. It's beyond you. I've articulated it here when we talked about the short story, I, Pencil, from the 1950s. The story of a pencil and how all of these people that are directly, indirectly involved with the manufacture of a pencil, and they'll never know one another. The CEO of the company that makes the pencil has no idea. That is the beauty of the free market. You can't have too big to fail. We've got that. So imagine you're at the negotiating table, you're doing a trade deal, China, United States, and we're trying to press China here at getting them to say, yeah, listen, you got to stop subsidizing some of your companies. Again, we did this. I equated this to thinking of performance-enhancing drugs with an athlete. Yeah, it may help over the short term, but there's going to be long-term side effects. But the funny thing is that China can very easily turn around and point the finger at us. We do it too. We subsidize agriculture in many ways, shapes, matters, and forms. We subsidize automakers. We bail out automakers. We give special deals if you buy electric cars. We give money to all sorts of green companies. Barack Obama did his American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. We have a financial system that is built on the antithesis of capitalism and the fact that the companies cannot fail. So, yeah, you want to know what they're talking about in these trade negotiations is the fact that, yeah, we might be pointing the finger, but we're guilty too. Now, the media doesn't understand this. They're not going to cover this. They don't get it. But it is what it is. The focus, as far as I'm concerned, let them do what they want. Let them subsidize whatever companies they want. If you're keeping a failing company afloat, guess what? You're only hurting yourself. You're only hurting yourself. Autocratic regime, trying to pick and choose winners and losers. Human beings trying to do this, it will fail every single time. Every time. Again, you don't have to go that far back. Again, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Think of all the brilliant companies that donated to Barack Obama and his campaign that got all sorts of our money, taxpayer money. Solyndra and Fisker and battery factories here and all this stuff. Crap. Oh, we've got to subsidize and make the Chevy Volt. Barack gets in, drives it for 5 feet, gets out. They're not even making the car anymore. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Well, for all of our issues here, we're still pretty bright. And we invent a lot of cool stuff. Focus on intellectual property rights, patents, and we'll be just fine. Anyway, got to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our website, all sorts of great stuff, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, you name it, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. For the past 7 years, three Air Force civilians at Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, have focused on a mantra of, quote, reduce, reuse, and recycle when working with equipment, materials, and contracts tied to the base's mission. And it's helped the service save money, $1 billion to be exact. The three members of the 30th Contracting Squadron saved $1 billion for the Air Force between 2012 and January 2019, according to a news release. While the details of the types of contracts weren't disclosed, the savings occurred because support equipment normally thrown away once a contract ends was instead reused for other work around the base, the release states. Quote, the majority of cost savings come from reutilizing assets from contract to contract, said Darlene Thompson, the 30th Contracting Squadron contract specialist. My hat's off to these great public servants. We need a lot more of them. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need, a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I never forget, there was that episode of The Simpsons where it was the episode when they went back to ancient Greece. Disco Stew has ouzo for two. But then Homer, they had to cross the river Styx, and you had all these skeletons on the other side jamming the Styx songs. But anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I don't even like... we don't use labels. I've come up with a promo. This is you can't put a label on Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can't. I don't even know what I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what the word conservative means anymore. all these Republicans that claim to be conservative, and they're not. Republican Party's not conservative, proposing all sorts of far-left, big government, socialist programs. They're not. I'm a guy who believes in the Constitution, and I just want to be left alone. And I want the government out of my hair. And I believe that there's a space for the government to help people out that are down and out. I believe in safety nets. I do. But I believe in a very small government, limited government. And I think that most of the laws and rules that we have today, if you actually had somebody follow through, most of them would be unconstitutional. That's how big we've gotten. So I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program, and I oftentimes try to show, because you get the left hates the right hates the left, and all this hatred going back and forth, and I'm saying people are idiots. They all care about themselves. All you people on the left, they think that everybody on the right is some racist, homophobe. It's patently absurd. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my entire life. We're getting all ripped off by these people. Who should be worried about is them. Yeah, I look at the political class, the people in Washington. We called it years ago the watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. Big business, the politicians, and the mainstream media. They are the enemy. Case in point. Immigration. Donald Trump. And again, I'm going to, all the super Trumpsters out there are going to get ticked off, but there's something wrong with you if you're a super Trumpster. If you can't be critical of the guy that you voted for, there's something wrong with you. Weird. Donald Trump has been abysmal, awful, one of the worst ever when it comes to immigration. Fact. You are what your record says you are. Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. We have record amounts of people coming across the border. And all we heard, the drum being beaten from the campaign on through, wall, 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 wall. What's the point? I'm asking everybody, what's the point of having a wall if all you need to do is go under the wall or climb over the wall? Then you turn yourself in to border control, immigration, and they let you go. That's all. All it is an obstacle. I had a great, my buddy, he compared it this week. I thought it was brilliant. You ever see those, clips of those Japanese game shows where they're going through crazy obstacle courses? We kind of have those now here on the program, but they're like for the super fit people. The Rock is doing one. That's all it is. It's like a Japanese game show. You just get over the wall, you get under the wall, and away you go. And you had Donald Trump last week. This is his speech at CPAC denouncing the catch and release program. This is where illegal aliens and border crossers are released into the interior of the United States. And I'm going to quote Donald Trump last weekend. We want to end catch and release. We catch them. We realize they are criminal. We have to release them. Think of this. They come onto our land. We now have to take them through a massive court trial. Who does this? Other countries say, get the hell out of here. Okay, good stuff. I agree. But he says, I inherited this mess, but we're fixing it. No, you're not. Sorry, you're not. The catch and release program was expanded by the president last month when he signed the spending bill approved by Republicans and Democrats. That's right. It was expanded. Not to mention the fact they reduced the detention space that ICE could use to detain border crossers. So don't tell me you're doing anything about it. You also said you were going to sign an executive order eliminating anchor babies, where people come to the United States, have their child. Oh, their kid's a citizen because they're born here. Oh, mommy and daddy can now stay here too. You were going to eliminate that. You said you were going to sign an executive order. What happened to that? So I watch what's going on, and I see talk out of the president and nothing being done. He failed. He brought the wrong people in when he came in. He should have tackled this first. Instead, he went after the stupid, the various different countries that so they couldn't come in, the travel ban, rather than focusing on what's important. And now what do we have happening? They're expecting 100,000 people this month alone. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, believes this is just another way for the government to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights.
Well, this is definitely an attempt by gun prohibition people to try and use the courts instead of the legislature to ban guns, and that's what their intent is.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
More cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Okay, watch the pivot here. Man, I got all the super Trumpsters down there. Jeez. Be thoughtful. Did I say anything that wasn't accurate? And do me a favor, stop blaming Paul Ryan. Stop blaming Republicans. Stop blaming Democrats. Trump screwed it up. He screwed up repeal of Obamacare, too. He screwed up in the choices that he put into the White House when he came in. Who are you going to blame? You going to blame Robert Mueller? You going to blame Hillary? Take responsibility. But I'm going to pivot. Because I can do that. Again, we can be thoughtful here on the program. Donald Trump is, without a doubt, played a huge part and is responsible in many ways for the hottest job market in half a century. Yeah. You can't argue it. The job market really doesn't get much better. Really doesn't. We've added jobs for 100 consecutive months. Unemployment touched its lowest level in 49 years. In parts of the country, workers are so scarce that low-skilled jobs are pretty much being handed out to pretty much anyone who's willing to take them. And high-skilled workers are even in shorter supply. More and more businesses out there are training new employees, new hires, and these various different jobs. Now, I came up with a clever way. Because, again, I've been saying, well, you got to have all of these visas now. We got to increase visas. What? No. I don't want any more visas. I don't. If someone wants to come in, you want college grads from foreign countries to work here? I have no problem with that. Make them a citizen. Make it fair. I think we should take them. If they want to become an American citizen, they go to college here in the United States, and they want to take their citizenship classes, they should offer it in college, and they want to become American citizens, good! Don't give them a visa and make them a second-class citizen to lower the wages of everybody else. That's not right. That's not fair. But that's what the powers that be, that's what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and that's what the politicians want. Cheap labor. We've got wages going up. We haven't had wages go up like this since the 1990s. So keep it up. One of the things we thought of. Oh, you got scarce workers, do you? Well, I tell you what we do. Why don't we start laying off government workers? That's right. Why don't we start laying off government workers and saying, you know what, we need workers in the private sector. And start trimming the fat and cutting down government workers and saying, why don't you get a job in the private sector? That would be beautiful. Again, it'd be tough to transition government workers to actually having to work in the private sector. There's that great, what was that great line from Ghostbusters with Dan Aykroyd? I worked in the private sector. They expect results. Again, that's a big free market capitalist movie, Ghostbusters. The original. Not the one that they came out with last year. That was a hot mess. Anyway, all sorts of people previously had trouble going out and getting a job are finding work. people with less education, minorities. People working in the lowest paying jobs are getting bigger pay raises. And in many cases, experiencing the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for their groups. They are joining manufacturing workers, women in their prime working years, Americans with disabilities, even those with criminal records, and finding improved job prospects after years of disappointment. Yes, you can credit a lot to Donald Trump on this. Manufacturing. More Americans are back at work making stuff. We make stuff now. Again, we were told prior administration, manufacturing jobs are not coming back.
Barack said, oh, what, the guy running for office, I don't want to mention his name. He just thinks that he's going to snap his fingers and these manufacturing jobs are coming back. They're not coming back.
Again, I understand Barack Obama's frustration. Barack Obama never had a real job in his entire life. And quite frankly, I don't believe that he really understood how the free market economy works. And the advisors that he had along with them obviously didn't go along with that either. They honestly believed that the economy was going to come roaring back under their ideas. The CBO, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, they did too. Joe Biden out there touting recovery summer. They had it all. They had, different than Donald Trump, Barack Obama had the House, had the Senate, that was willing to do anything that he wanted to do. Everything and anything that Barack wanted to do. And they did it in his first 2 years. And they failed. Yeah, take a look at manufacturing now. Employers adding 274,000 non-managerial manufacturing jobs since July of 2017. So again, we're equal opportunity bashers here on the program, and we're damn fair. Facts are what the facts are. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I admit I'm a bit of a scatterbrain here on this program. I start off the hour in one direction, and the wind takes me in this way. I didn't really talk about optionality. Optionality. I don't have a script. I don't have anything. It's whatever which way the wind goes, and that's the direction I go. But starting off talking a little bit about the markets and how things are different than the way they used to be. And one of the things that, I lament is the fact that the markets have gotten old. They've gotten really, really old. Not to mention the fact there is a lot fewer companies trading public today than there was 20, 30 years ago. It's not even close. I didn't know this. Found out. It's a topic we talked about in the program. I didn't know this. But the average company trading on any of the American exchanges is 20 years old. 20! That's doubled in 20 years. Doubled! Why is this? Well, things, the fix is on. Okay? And I understand how the markets work, and I understand their limitations and what they can do. It's not like back in the 1990s you're able to get in at some growth company if you get it right and then ride a long-term winner from the bottom all the way up. It doesn't work that way anymore. They've gamed the system. They have. What they've done is that they've taken companies and they ladder them up with private stock over an extended period of time, all in the hopes of eventually taking the thing public and getting everyone out. Back in the 1990s, companies would go public and you could get in at a very low valuation in the early stages. When do you see that anymore? And in ways, it's kind of interesting, too, is because it actually put companies on the clock. They would go public, and they had their money, and they had to figure out a way to make it. They had to figure out a way how to make it before they ran out of money. Most of them didn't end up doing secondary offerings. We've got companies going public this year that we've talked about here on the program, Lyft, Uber in particular, that have been around for 10 years in many respects, that they have made a dime. Haven't made a dime. Well, I got a hold of the Lyft prospectus. They're going public. And when we get back from the break, I'll get into it and we'll explain a little bit to you. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I'll be back.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. Guys, I miss it. I mentioned the Glassy. I miss having a lot of investment banks out there. Looking to find companies, looking to fund America, getting out money to great ideas. Yeah, it exists to some degree in Silicon Valley, but a lot of companies, they get bought up by the larger companies and never to see the light of day. And in particular, I got a hold of Lyft's prospectus. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't go through the entire thing yet. I haven't. But I did go to one part. Use of proceeds. Where's the money going to go? They're raising this money, public offering. Where's it going to go? Again, money's going to ongoing operations, keeping the company going. Because without the continued infusion of cash, Lyft is not going to stay in business. But they also mention as well, they want to give and they want to have a public market for the shares of their company. What's that mean? All of the people that got in years and years and years ago before you could, they want out. They want out. I call it a glitch in our system right now. But again, people decide what they want to buy. The glitch in the system is that companies can be created just for the sole purpose of getting the insiders rich and then they get out. There's no real business plan where they can actually profit. I've equated this before here on the program to the South Park episode with the underwear gnomes, where the underwear gnomes, it was a kind of an odd story. They go around, these gnomes, the kids notice these gnomes, they go and they go into children's drawers at night and they steal their underpants. And the kids see them, they can't believe what's going on, and they go and they find the gnomes and they talk to the gnomes, and the gnomes say they're running a business. And they show the kids their business plan. And number one on their business plan is collect underpants. Number two in their business plan is a question mark. Number three on the business plan is profit. I can't tell you how many companies I've seen throughout my career, going back in the days, investment banking days, that have looked much like the underwear gnomes. Business plan. No, it kind of says that they've got something, but there's no way. It doesn't show how they're going to ever make money. And in the case of Lyft and Uber, I still don't see it either. I mean, Lyft's financials show that it lost $911 million. Lost $911 million on $2.1 billion in revenue. You did $2.1 billion in revenue, and you still lost $911 million. Moving people from point A to point B, you have an app. How hard could this be? Anyway, I will see. We'll see. I am extraordinarily, I'm especially cautious of companies that are going public after 10 years and still can't make money. Back in the 1990s, you know, there are a lot of shady companies going public, ridiculous dot-coms out there. But again, you would know quickly. It wouldn't take long. Didn't take long. All those companies that went public, they didn't all go out of business because of the dot-coms collapse. They collapsed because their business plans were garbage. They were garbage. Wall Street knew they were garbage, too. They did. Oh, man, I thought my superiors hated me. Why, you don't like this company. You don't like that company. Because they're garbage companies. They didn't care. They're getting dressed out. It doesn't matter. People want to buy them. We're here to sell them stuff. And I never looked at my job like that. I always looked at my job not just about selling stuff, about making my clients money. No. I was working at a company that, again, had shareholders. The bottom line was profits. Give a damn about the clients. You can always find more. That was their attitude. That's Wall Street, not mine. You need to be wary of this stuff. You do. And again, sometimes, believe it or not, guess what? You might miss a thing or two. Take a look. I'll go back and take a look at the action of Amazon stock over the years. I think it's a great example. Great example. Take a look at that stock. I don't know why that they were the one that figured it out, but they did in the beginning. What separated Amazon.com from Pets.com or CD Now or the other internet retailers that were opening up during the 1990s? Nothing in their infancy. What Amazon did is they diversified. then just stop selling. It wasn't just then stop selling books, but was no longer just about selling books. Started selling other stuff. Believe it or not, still to this day, Amazon's most profitable business under their umbrella is their cloud services, their internet services. Not their original idea, not selling books. So, yeah, did I stay in? Did I buy an Amazon at the infancy stages? No, because I didn't know who was going to win. Later on, when I figured it out and I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, well, then that's a different story. Got to take a break. We're done. Merciful. Man, that went fast. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'm going to remind everybody again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border by a 59-41 vote. 12 Republicans joined the Democrats to go against the president, and President Trump has vowed to veto the legislation, the first of his presidency. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was one of the no votes.
A national emergency, and I think we have one at the border, and I think he's acting within the scope of the statute, and if you don't like the statute, change it. I will definitely work with people to see if we can change it, but I think the president's on solid legal footing.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
There's at least one death in a powerful late winter storm that's staring down nearly 80 million Americans. Meteorologist John Weatherby says this storm is on the move.
Incredible whiteouts across the central plains headed into the upper Midwest. Flooding rains with entire towns evacuated in western Nebraska. Severe weather marching across Mississippi, Alabama.
Democrats are continuing to press for President Trump's tax returns. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin suggesting he would protect the president's privacy if he was to receive a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, Mnuchin was asked whether he would meet the request for the returns expected to be sent by the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's hoping they might shed light on the president's financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest.
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury, and I will follow the law.
Mnuchin not specifically saying that he would turn the documents over.
This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Through technology embedded in most every major tech platform and every web-enabled device, algorithms and artificial intelligence